the most exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studios.
This is a great show.
Across the park, 2SER.
And just go for a swim, but like deep.
Come on in, meatball.
Testicles.
Pointy at the talking.
Gummy ball.
Three viewers.
Yeah, no worries, I have good footy.
Which part of that was
confusing? There's a real problem with that. Bloody turn.
Hello.
I can stand the prick.
Oh, bloody bird.
Let's not do this.
Oh, the corner injury. She got a corner injury.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, 2SER's number one dating show. This is a show where we give you dating advice, help you in your relationships, and read out some of your love letters. Like this one, sent in from Drand Flergel. Drand writes, "Dear Across the Park, recently I discovered my wife was having an affair. I haven't actually seen it for myself, but my girlfriend swears blind it's true. What should I do?" Well, Drand, we will get to that very shortly. But first, some introductions. I am Joel Kassam, and I enjoy long walks away from my crippling loneliness. Also here are a woman who proves absence makes the heart grow fonder. No, sorry, that should be abscess. It's Gabby Morris.
Abstinence.
Abstinence makes
abstinence.
That's what you meant. That's what we're all about here at ATP is no funny business.
Nah. You'll notice in the 90 odd shows we've done, we've never mentioned anything like
penis, vaginas.
Never. Nothing rude.
Or like.
No, like.
It's just a little prick.
No.
I can stand the prick.
Doesn't come up.
No.
It's not this sort of show.
I can't stand
it. I feel
prick,
like, though, when you think about that saying, abstinence makes the heart grow fonder.
It's not abstinence.
It's pretty true.
Well, yes. No, that is very true. Maybe that is what the term should be or should have been or once was.
Yeah, I reckon. Let's change it.
Okay. that is our
Let's
goal.
Let's test that theory.
Let's test it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Abstinence
you can
makes
test
the heart
it,
grow fonder.
Go ahead.
I'm married. That's just how it goes.
Oh. Dog doesn't need to test it.
I've got nothing to say.
No. Oh.
Also joining us is a man who says love means never having to say sorry. It's Mick Rat.
That's right. Never say sorry because then it means you're at fault.
Exactly.
Just never do it.
Yeah.
And you'll have a happy, long marriage just like myself.
Yeah.
Never saying sorry, ever.
No sex.
Or sex. Do you reckon they're linked? Maybe.
Love? What did I say?
I reckon the more times you say sorry, the more times you're going to get lucky.
Really? Is that another test we can do? The more you say sorry, the more
I'll test that one.
Just don't say sorry when you pull your pants down. Or after. Or during. Or ever, actually.
Okay, so we've got abstinence makes the heart grow fonder, and now love means never having to say sorry before, during, or after sex.
Wow, this is a great dating show. I'd listen. And to you at home.
This is actually really informative. Like, it's actually useful information.
We have to address the audience a bit more. I was talking to someone during the week who said that radio shows should include the you, and you being the person listening.
Yeah.
Too often the three of us just talk about crap, and we don't actually talk about that fourth person.
Too often? What do you mean? Every episode? All we do is
that fourth person, the person that's listening.
That's a good point.
We need to address them a little bit more.
That's a good point. Okay.
Hey, Joel's mum, how are you?
Well, there might be two people listening this week.
Hi, Gabby's mum.
Anyway, to you.
To you,
I hope you're having a lovely day, lovely Friday.
Absolutely.
And thank you for listening.
And if you want to call in, 95.
And I hope you're getting some.
Yes. Call in if you're getting some. 951495. Yes. Am I right in the right number? I haven't done it for so long.
We don't do talkback.
We don't do talkback. I wish we did.
I know.
This would be a great talkback show.
It would.
And then we really could get into dating advice. And we could move into a later slot.
You would want that, wouldn't you?
Me?
He needs it.
A lot of girls ringing up being listener. Like, I think my boyfriend's cheating on me. And I'll be like, he is. You're my number. We'll talk off air. Anyway. Good start.
Is the rebound chick work? I mean, that just never works. Sorry, I'll stop.
For now. A little while.
Oh, yeah, well, fair enough. That's why it's called a rebound.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. Gab, ever been a rebound?
Probably, but not realizing. You know?
Nick? rebound stories?
Have I been? Yeah, I've been
or
a rebound.
Either
yeah.
way.
Yeah, I've been a rebound. There's nothing wrong with it. As long as you both bounce away at the same time, it's all good. It's like boing. Sporting analogies. Boing. You know, like tennis balls hit each other. And yeah. Boom,
and I mean, like rebound that. Is more basketball, but sure.
Oh.
Yeah, the best thing is when you get rebounded and then slam dunked. Dumped.
Ah,
slam
okay.
dunked.
Slam dumped.
Slam dumped.
Bringing back to the sport. That's what we're here for.
That's what we do. But before we get into any sort of sport, we do like to do a bit of this.
Content.
Content. Ooh. Double.
Yeah, so that was the one I found last week.
I like that
and
one.
Didn't play it. Yeah.
That's a good one, Joel.
How are you guys? What's happening? How's sport?
Well, you're talking to the person with the equal highest number of assists in the Wednesday mixed comp of
yeah,
social soccer.
Yeah, we are.
And I didn't think they counted my assists in the first week, so I should be on top of that ladder. I should be on four
this
assists.
This is what people tune in for. Like,
yes.
I reckon there are people waiting for Friday so they can hear mixed stats and his mixed soccer game. You know, like that's what people are just stinging for.
Yeah, I'm sure. And look, if we could have spectators at social soccer on Wednesday, I'm sure they'd be all lined up to watch.
Oh, absolutely.
The prawn crackers.
Prawn crackers, great name. you've had two assists again.
Yes, I didn't score. I was going to take a shot, but then there was someone free next to me, so I just like, well, no, I'm going to pass to them, right?
Brilliant.
I'm very unselfish when it comes to soccer
and love making. I've heard.
Yes, let's bring it back to the love. I love it.
I feel like this show is just going to go down two sort of paths that are just going to keep crossing.
Excellent,
and that's fine with me. Okay, well done. So, did you win?
We did. We beat the undefeated team.
After 1 week?
Well, no, this is the third week. They'd won their first two, and we beat them. But they were a bit of a bogey team for the prawn crackers. They were called the Carnivorous Care Bears.
Okay, but how are they? You've never had a team before.
Well, this team I've joined has played previous seasons. So okay. I think last season they were a bit of a bogey team. They got done by them heaps.
Yep.
So we got them back. Okay. So now that I'm part of the team, I feel part of the culture of the past teams, past seasons. You know?
Yeah.
You join into the whole thing, right? It's a franchise.
How's your body, mate?
Very sore. You know when you get like sore shins when you've been running a lot and you haven't done it for a long time?
Yeah.
That's what I've got today. Like, I don't know. It's just weird. You get like a pain on your shin, like in the muscle there. Why is that?
But like a good sore, you know, when you have like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look, I there's no pain or anything. It's just I can just feel my muscles being used that I haven't used for a while. Yes, those ones too.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're heading that way again. How about you, Gabby?
How about what?
What's happening? Have you done any sort of sport?
The sportiest thing I did was I took my niece to swimming lessons, which was honestly one of the funniest things I've ever done. She's not even two yet. And I obviously as an auntie, like I don't normally, that's like a, you know, weekly thing. So I'm with all these other parents and the trainer's like singing all these songs, that, you know, nursery rhymes, I don't know the words. And then she's like, okay, now dunk. And like, you're meant to dunk the kid.
Oh, yeah.
Like, up again, up. And I'm like, oh, God. Like, you know, bringing the baby.
I need
like,
prompting.
And then, Scott, my niece was just like, more, like loving it. But like, I just kept like, she was like down and then you rotate them underwater. And I'm like fishing around for her, trying to find her underwater and like pulling her back up. And it's just like
one of the greatest things is when you chuck a baby into a pool for the first time and they just have their eyes wide open and they're just like, blah, 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 like they're just, it's, they just love it. It's like a natural thing.
It is, yes.
And it's a great thing to get kids in the water early. So
absolutely. Yeah. No, that's what I was going to ask you, Gabby. Were all the kids about that age?
Yeah, they're all the same age. And they're just like pinging, like their pupils are so big. Blowing bubbles and going underwater and like holding their breath and diving in and just like singing all these. It's like, it's pretty turbo though. Like they're singing all these songs and you're just like trying to make sure you don't let go because they can't actually swim.
I love it when you throw the kid between two people. You just go, go. They can't swim or anything. Just like, and they just go from one to the other.
They're like little squids, you know. They kind of just blob about. But
totally.
Anyway, that was the sportiest thing I did. That was it.
Very good. You got into some water.
Pardon?
You got into some water.
I got into some water, exactly. Although, tell you what, getting into a chlorine pool is just not, it's not an ideal situation.
Well, just thank heavens that there's chlorine in that pool. Otherwise, it's a urine pool.
they call it a trough.
Brown. Code brown.
Okay. Hey, look. How
are you, Joel?
Yeah, look, I did some sport last weekend. I went down to Illawarra and played 18 holes of golf.
Right.
Whoa.
How long did it take you? 4 hours?
Over 4 hours.
Over 4 hours.
Over four. No golf carts because it had poured on Friday night.
Mm.
I don't know if you guys remember, it poured through the night. And so the ground was so wet, they said, look, no, you can't take any carts out.
No fanging, no skidding the carts around the greens.
They saw us coming a mile away.
Especially Adrian.
Steps.
Hey.
That's a lot of steps.
It is a lot of steps. And I should have checked my watch to see what it had done, but I didn't.
I'm actually quite addicted to checking my steps.
Oh.
Yeah, I should have checked my steps. Damn it. Doesn't matter.
Did you shoot under 100?
I did. Good. I did. Let me just work it out in my head. Because I got to make sure. Pretty sure I did.
You can't remember?
Pretty sure. No. I roughly remember.
What did you get?
That's like? How boring golf is.
It's not boring. Gav, it was really fun. There was eight of us. Only seven finished. It was fantastic.
Whoa. One casualty. We've lost him on the 12th green somewhere.
Well,
in
this
the rough.
Is the thing. There is this fantastic hole down in Illawarra. It's called Boomerang the
sure
Golf
there
Course.
Is.
And it's you got to hit over water. It's a par three. You
love
hit
it.
Over water to the
many
green.
A golf ball lost.
So many.
Mm-hmm.
And the group in front of us were our friends, and they watched us. They're like, "We've already played, but we're going to watch you hit on." And all of us went into the water, of course, because there's so much pressure. And then a mate of mine, I saw him try and get a ball, and it was sort of over a mound. And then next thing I saw, I couldn't really see him. And next thing I saw was a big splash.
Oh my God, what?
Yeah.
He fell in.
He went in.
How far?
Not that far, like his pants got wet.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like a cliff or something. Like he's like,
oh, yeah,
over the edge.
That's where he's gone.
Man, he's lost him. He's gone. down to seven mates now.
So yeah, I did something. I got out and I played some sport.
That's good.
Felt great.
So did you guys end up getting it across the water in the end or no?
Yeah.
How many shots did you take?
Second shot. Oh. Second shot got over.
So everyone's first shot just went in the water?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
I think all of us did it. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Nah, just a golf ball.
It's just a golf ball. You can buy others. Mm. Anyway, this must be boring for people. How are you, the listener, going? Call us.
Stop taking this.
Sorry.
They're not existent. They're gone now. As soon as you start talking about golf, everyone's tuned out.
Hey, now. That's not very fair.
No, mean.
Shall we get into actual sport? People who are paid to do it?
Yes.
Okay.
Sport!
In swimming, Australian swimmer Chloe McArdle has proven she can't decide if she prefers England or France after she has crossed the English Channel for the 35th time.
Yes.
Now she's only one behind another swimmer, Alison Streeter, who's crossed 43 times. So she now is second to cross the
I falsely
English
said
Channel.
That she was the... highest on my Wednesday drive show.
Uh oh.
What? I didn't. Why did I miss that? It said
she's definitely the highest Australian.
Oh, maybe it was Australian.
Yeah.
Okay.
The other lady's English.
Mm.
So yeah.
35 kilometers. Is it?
Is that what it is?
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm not too sure.
35 times and 35 kilometers. I think that was what. Then took 10 hours.
10 hours. Okay. Yeah. You know more. Please keep talking.
I did this my research from a Wednesday show.
But nothing for this show, I noticed.
Well, no, I talked about it and said, well, I'll put this on the
Neither
show.
Neither did you, Joel.
I've got notes at least.
Well, nobody really cares about the details. We just want to know, like, do you wee and poo in that 10 hours?
Yes.
Do you? You can't hold it.
Well, you definitely wee.
Sure, absolutely.
My wife goes into the ocean to wee.
Like, yeah, I love it.
You don't have a toilet at home?
Not every time. But if we're at the beach, she'd be like, oh, well, I got to go to the toilet. That's gross, man.
Yeah.
Gabby just puts a wetsuit on and straight away. Doesn't even go to the ocean.
So yeah, good. Exactly. It's got a wetty warmer. But you'd have to wee. Or maybe you wouldn't because you wouldn't have enough like fluids in you. Like, and then does she drink water?
Yeah, they drink.
Where
they,
is she? We need to speak to her.
They're in water, Gabby. Of course she's drinking it. No, they do stop, and because they're surrounded by a boat, right? There's a boat with like a big cage, and they sort of just swim in that cage.
Yeah, maybe.
Am I right in thinking that, or have I just made that up?
Well, it's a shark cage, maybe.
Shark cage.
I don't think there's many sharks between England and France.
Oh, it'd be way too cold, surely. Mm. Might get hit by a whale.
Maybe.
Or another boat.
It's summer over there now. It's not that cold. Well, I suppose it is cold all the time. I don't know.
I don't know. But anyway, so in the last few weeks, she crossed four times.
Just got nothing to do. Oh, I'm just going to go swim over to France. See ya.
She was actually granted exemption to leave Australia from the COVID-19
to
stuff. To do it, yeah. It was considered to be in the national interest of Australia for her to do it. So that's really cool.
Love it.
But she couldn't get into France, right? Because of their restrictions.
Oh, right. So she got on the beach and had to swim back
I think they just took her in a boat back to England, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, wow. It's an interesting thing to do, isn't it, really?
It would be. Sorry, you said it was 35 kilometres. Sorry, Gab.
I believe so.
Yeah, it is. 35.
She holds a record for swimming 124.4 kilometres unassisted.
2014.
Thank you, Gabby.
I can't imagine.
That is far.
Unassisted, as in not stopping, like...
No motor.
Chill out on a boat and go, whoa.
I guess that's what it is.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's so far.
Soggy. Like they get all soggy and like they start to get like...
Oh, your fingers prune up, right?
Oh, you'd be so prune.
Yeah, and then you kind of like deteriorate and then you've got like burns and they've got to like make sure they've got Vaseline on. It's pretty gnarly.
Oh, okay. That's why they have the Vaseline.
Is that what the Vaseline is for?
I thought it was to stop like things stinging you and stuff. That's not meant to be funny. I mean that. I meant that in general.
Look at us. Know nothing about anything.
No,
we're not. Gabby, you're the closest because you went swimming or you took your niece to the water. Yeah. So you should know the most.
Yeah.
Okay.
I came out with bloody eczema after getting in the chlorine pool. It's so chemical.
No. Wow. Okay. So that's swimming. NRL, the biggest news out of last week's games was that for the first time ever, a player has been sent off for biting. All the talk was about Titan skipper Kevin Proctor trying to eat Sharks half Sean Johnson. So after like 4 hours of judicial hearings, he's ended up with a 4-week suspension. Even though Sean Johnson, the guy who was bit, went in to defend him in the judiciary.
Look at the time. He said, look at my mark. But it looked like a sort of a mouth mark, not really a teeth mark.
Everyone is so torn on this.
Mm. I'm a bit torn. I think 4 weeks is okay, but I don't think it was much in it.
Gabby, did you see the bite?
I'm having a look now. But I can't.
It's sort of like, if someone's pushing their arm.
A love bite.
Someone's pushing their arm into your mouth. And what do you do? Like, if you want to, you can't pull away. Someone's arm is in your mouth.
Yeah.
And you're trying to either push.
Oh, it's a bit more of a suck. And he's also got a mouth guard on.
Yeah.
Exactly. The top half would do nothing.
Yeah.
But you still can't bite someone.
So Kevin Brockton.
It's a bit more of a nibble, let's be honest. That was a nibble.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, shark meat's not nice.
I have to say, speaking of bite marks, when I was in this swim school teaching my little niece how to swim, one of the kids had looked like what the mum had just, like, kissed him on the cheek, like, with lipstick.
Yeah.
And then later on, the dad was like, no, a kid bit him. And it was just, like, perfectly big. Red, like, bite mark. You could see, like, every single detail.
I hope they got more than 4 weeks suspension.
Yeah, that's
ridiculous.
Yeah,
4 weeks suspension.
Cannibals.
And a $50,000 fine. They're off. They're never coming back. The season's over for them.
Yeah. Well, Kevin Proctor's career is pretty much done now. He might not play again.
Well, there'll be two matches for him to play after that. And then, has no contract for next season.
Yeah.
Even though he's a skipper of the Titans. Yeah.
Cannibal.
Manly's Joel Thompson played for most of Sunday's game against the Knights with a massive split down his tongue.
Oh, it's wrong. And they put on the front page of the paper the other day.
I know.
Come on.
It's so disgusting.
No one wants to see it.
So this player from Manly had split his tongue and hit an artery. And the split is huge. Like, it's a big gash. And
it's like a lizard now.
He just couldn't stop bleeding. He said all I could taste the whole game was blood. He played for like 40 or 50 minutes with this bleeding mouth.
What's his name?
Joel Thompson.
I love how Gabby's just Googling all we're talking about today.
You'll see the picture, Gab, and you'll be sick. He said the pain was so severe. Did you see it?
We've lost Gabby.
The pain was so severe.
Oh, no, they pixelated it now. You're not allowed to look at it.
Oh, okay. Good. Well, some of us did see it, and it's gross.
It was on the front page of the Daily Telegraph. Yeah. Wrong.
Yeah. Pain was so severe that it stopped him thinking about his hurt ankles. So,
oh, there you go.
There positive. Is a plus side.
I'm sorry, how did it split?
I actually don't know. Do you know?
No, I got
no idea. I don't
think
anyone knows. It just happened.
It's like rupturing a testicle. How do you do that?
Oh, God. Why are we taking it there?
Sorry. I don't know why I compared it to that.
I don't know either. With six rounds remain. This is boring. I won't talk about that. Paul McGregor finished his coaching career at Saints with a win over the Eels. Sorry, Mick.
Yeah, that was a bit weird, that game. But I sort of felt okay because Mary is actually a good guy. I like him. He's a coach of the Dragons, or was the coach of the Dragons.
Yeah.
He's looking for a new job. Unemployed, job seeker. But, yeah, Parra just needed a wake-up call, and that was it.
Maybe.
Well, last night they played the Storm.
I wonder how they went.
Oh, well. You know.
I do.
You out there knows.
You, the listener, knows.
No, yes.
We don't know. Mm. We're stuck in the past. after 7 years with the Dragons, they responded accordingly, allowing Mary to go out a winner. The rest is a bit boring. I'm not going to talk about it. The Panthers won 9 straight. It's the best they've done since 2003 when they won 8 straight and, of course, won the comp. Blah. AFL. Although there was a ton of controversy around it, St Kilda's player, Jack Newness. Newness? I think that's wrong. Kicked the winning goal over the Dockers from 35 metres out on the boundary. It all happened after the siren, and they won 40-36. I know.
Still low-scoring games. But
very low-scoring games. I mean, obviously, with everything that's going on. But
yeah,
imagine kicking that goal. And
what was that, Gab?
Sorry.
Are you reading a book, Gabby? What are you doing?
Sorry, I just realized, I'm on Zoom. It's day. It's delayed. It's lagged. So my intention is to always talk straight away, but then I realize it's delayed. Continue on, Joel, please.
Okay. No AFL or VFL team has ever gone winless in a season since Fitzroy did it in 1964.
Wow.
You looked at me like I've gone up to one of your questions.
No.
This year the Adelaide Crows look like they might do the same. Winless after 12 rounds, they have 6 rounds to go to get a win. And it's not going to be easy either, because this week and on Sunday they play third place Geelong.
Big asterisk, though, for this season.
Of course, big asterisk. And I like that you're saying it now that Eels lost to Saints. In the A-League, Sydney FC have only won 1 of 6 games since coming back. They have finished first on the ladder, though, and got to hold up the trophy, even though it was after a loss. That's all I have on A-League.
Wait, it's still finals, isn't it?
Yeah, there's still finals. Like, there's still the regular season being played.
Yeah, yeah.
But they can't get beaten now. So they got to hold the trophy. I don't know what they call it. It's minor premiership in...
Oh, minor premiership. They've still got finals to come.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But they're not playing well. Cycling. If there was ever a reason to stop riding a bike, it's when you start being pelted with large hailstones.
Oh, my God. This looks crazy.
So there's this unofficial warm-up race leading up to the Tour de France. It's being held down the south of France. And it was nearing the end when this massive storm hit and hail just smashed everything, and it was huge stones. People had, like, this one guy took a photo of his back, and it's just like,
yeah,
bruised.
I thought it was
like
really bad
shots.
Eczema or something, like it's some sort of skin
my
condition.
God.
But it's just like pelted with hailstones. It's not good.
Really bad. Yes. So
any other bikes?
Yes, other bikes.
MotoGP. Holy moly! The Austrian Grand Prix. Valentino Rossi. Huge, you know, rider, won like seven championships. Mm. Nearly died, basically. Like, he was half a meter away from no longer being on this planet.
Yep.
Because a bike was crashed by Franco Morbidelli and Johann Zarco. They smashed, they hit each other, and the bike just starts like cartwheeling along the track, went in between another rider and Rossi, right in front of him. And Rossi is just
so
like, you can see the camera on his bike, and his bike just goes straight past him. It's just like another half a meter forward, and he was cleaned up by that bike. And look, how do you survive that? I don't know. It was a pretty crazy race. In one of the previous races as well, another bike got smashed, like ridden over the top of, and this guy went sliding down the track. Like, but no one actually got seriously injured in both of these crashes. Amazing. Someone got a fractured wrist, and that was it.
That's it. Yeah. And just bruising.
Bruising.
Zarco, the guy that he's being sort of implicated that he was driving dangerously or aggressively.
Yeah, so yeah, I think it's an investigation.
Someone said that he's almost like a murderer for the way that he was riding, causing the accident to happen, which is pretty bad.
Yeah.
Well, it could have been.
Could have been manslaughter. All right. Should we do a game? Anyone else want to say anything?
Let's do a game.
All right. Good luck, Mick.
Do it.
This is a quiz about things that happened this week. Sometimes we do these quizzes which are just really pointless. So this week it's actually relevant to sporting news of the week.
What do you mean sometimes? All the time. All the time.
Okay, so we haven't covered this. NBA finals have started. They're playing all the NBA games in Orlando at Walt Disney World.
Yep.
They've knocked out a bunch of teams. Now we're down to the finals.
True.
Kawhi Leonard is chasing history to become the first player to win three MVPs for three different teams in the NBA Finals.
Yep.
So we'll see how it goes with the Clippers. LeBron's just 89 points away from having the 7,000 postseason points.
Wow.
Jordan didn't even get 6,000.
So wow.
LeBron is like way above him. This is the quiz. Name the team names of these five cities. Utah.
Jazz.
Gabby, jump in whenever you like.
Utah Lovelies.
Yes. No, Joel got it. Ding. Orlando. Orlando.
Bloom.
No. God, he doesn't
Florida.
Play basketball.
Orlando.
Orlando Bloomers.
Magic.
Of course.
Toronto.
Raptors.
Very good. Indiana.
Jones.
Pacers. And Philadelphia.
Cats?
What? You don't know what the Philadelphia team is. This is Ben Simmons, Australian, plays for this
course,
team.
Of course, yeah.
Gab? I thought he played for the Lakers.
No. Oh, well. Anyway, Ben Simmons is injured for the season. He's dislocated his left knee.
Oh.
Philadelphia
76ers. Got it.
Oh, and yes. I knew that.
Apart from being my year of birth, what is a 76er?
Is it like a something to do with Gold Rush?
No, and I wasn't born in 1776, but that's the year that the Declaration of Independence was signed in Philadelphia, which is why the team wears red, white, and blue and has like stars and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Champions League's final is coming up on Monday morning at 5 a.m. We've got two teams who haven't played together for a while. PSG getting their first Champions League final ever.
Okay.
How many games have Paris Saint-Germain played to get over the years before getting to the final for the first time? Is it A, 58? Is it B, 252? Or is it C, 110?
I like 110.
58.
They've played 110 Champions League games without getting to the finals. No other club has ever waited longer. So if you want to watch that, 5 a.m. from Lisbon, Champions League, go Bayern, I think.
Really?
The German in me. It's the best German team versus the best French team.
Okay.
One more?
Sure, yeah, we got a minute and a half.
Okay, well, we just talked about Kevin Proctor getting done for the chomp chomp.
Yes.
How many players in the past have been suspended for biting in the NRL?
I'm going to say one, because I can only think of one. I know a lot have been in trouble for biting on field, and then it was never proven.
Mm.
And I think the only one that's ever been suspended was Wade Graham for 12 weeks in the grand final against Melbourne.
Well, you got it all wrong because it's not Wade Graham. It was James Graham who got...
Oh, Wade Graham.
What do you reckon it is? You said zero, Gabby.
Yeah, I thought you said that earlier.
Oh, no, you're saying only one person's been sent off.
Yeah, sent off.
For biting. So Kevin Proctor got sent off because they determined that it was on the field, a bite, off you go. But in previous times, there's been a bite accusation on the field and then they go and have a look at the video later. But there's been four players in the NRL era who have been suspended for biting. James Graham, the most famous, in the grand final in 2012. He got 12 weeks suspension for that. The funny thing was, I think he was actually leaving the club at the end of that year.
Yeah, I think
and
he did.
So, but then he came back to the NRL and had to go through that suspension before he could play for another team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brad Morin got 8 weeks for it. William Zillman got 4 weeks. And Chris Beattie got 2 weeks.
Oh.
So, there's been a few players that have done the old chomp chomp.
But I wonder what determines, like, is it a crunch? Is it like a chew? Is it like, you know, what kind of bite determines the length of, you know what I mean? Like 2 weeks and 4 weeks. Sure, what's the difference in that bite?
They measure how much skin came off into the person's mouth. There you go.
All right, well done, Mick. That was really good.
It was.
I enjoyed that because I got a lot of it right. okay, that's the end of the show. Quickly want to say a big shout out to my nan, who's not doing well at the moment.
Yeah.
She'd definitely be listening. So we love you and get better.
Lots of love, Nan.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. You're the listener. Goodbye.
Thank you for referring to the listener.
Stay sporty.
Stay sporty, listener.
Bye.
Bye.